Welcome back, folks. Welcome to a Saturday edition of On Texas Football. I'm CJ Vogel. Of course, today we're going to cover a little bit of what I've been seeing on the road this week. And of course, I've made stops over to Colleen Shoemaker earlier in the week, Temple, Pflugerville, Bastrop, up to Waxahachie and McKinney last night for Riley Pettijohn's spring game. And we'll start there because Riley Pettijohn and Texas have been moving in the right direction there. I still believe Texas is in a very good spot for the talented in-state linebacker with 10.77 speed. Let's not forget about that. Ohio State, USC, the other big contenders at the moment. Those are the three schools that he has locked in for official visits at the moment. And I told him, or I asked him basically, I was like, hey, how's Texas doing? He looks at me and he says, they're doing well. So you'll see in this video, I talked to a number of big-time prospects in the 26 and 27 class. Right now, Riley Pettijohn will start it off. He's the only one in the 2025 class, but he's a big one. Don't get me wrong. I also moved down to Bastrop, got to talk to Tiki Hola, who I believe is the best in-state defensive lineman for the class of 2026, of course. And Weston Nielsen in the 27 class has been to campus a number of times as well over his recruitment, which he believes will be back to campus June 1st for the elite camp. So we'll get into those guys a little bit later. Stop up to Temple. Two really talented kids up there. Jason Bradford, a 6'3 cornerback, can really, really move, has great athleticism, can backpedal, flip his hips, do everything that you need to do with great length. At 6'3", he's at Temple. Visited Texas about a week and a half ago, last week of April. So he was recently on campus. Terry Joseph in his ear a little bit. Jamarion Carlton, on the other hand, the defensive end, up to about 13 offers at the moment. Received a few after the video in which was recorded at Temple's practice Thursday afternoon. So things are really starting to move in his direction as well. 6'5", 84-inch wingspan. He's moving really, really well for his size. Let me add that. Texas yet to get very much involved there. I'm sure they will come around because you don't see those guys all too often. It kind of reminds me of a Zeno Umeozulu a little bit in his build at the moment. We're going to have to see him kind of flip that switch on the field. Of course, he is a 26, so he will be a junior next year already, 6'5", 84-inch wingspan. Then a trip down to Pflugerville, and there's a real, real good chance that this is the tight end for 2026. Javion Scoop Martin, loved what I saw from him, 6'4", about 240 at the moment. First time devoting his weight, his offseason and weight training to football. He was a basketball kid, played in the AAU circuit earlier in his career, now devoted solely to football. Texas, Texas Tech, TCU, number of big-time schools already in the fold. Talked about Texas A&M a little bit. I was actually there the minute TCU's assistant coach walked in through the door at Pflugerville to give you an understanding of where he's sitting at the moment. But he was at the Texas spring game as well. Interestingly enough, that was the first time I was able to see him in person. Lower body fills out great, big hands. The catch radius is going to be one that is very, very impactful for him at the next level. He's going to be drawing a lot of attention. And right now, Texas is really, really much in the mix here. Excuse me, really much in the mix here. Jeff Banks is hitting him up almost daily, Martin told me, and you'll hear about it in this video as well. And then the last one I wanted to talk about was Jaquan Snell, 2027 athlete out of Waxahachie. And man, I know it's early for 2027s, but Snell's a really talented athlete. One of the best prospects to come through Waxahachie in recent memory. Only a sophomore next year, so he's really going to have a long time to develop and fine-tune his skills. He's listed as an athlete. I see him as a wide receiver, about 6'3". Made some tremendous plays whenever I was there at Waxahachie Thursday afternoon. So be sure to keep him on the lookout for the 2027 class. For this Saturday, y'all enjoy these videos. Each guy talks about 3 to 4 minutes about their updated recruitment, where Texas sits, their relationship with the staff, and what they want to, you know, kind of improve about in their game. So if you're into that, take the next couple of minutes and go ahead and check this one out. Of course, we'll have all these updates and more at ontexasfootball.com. So come join us over there, and y'all have a great Saturday. Spring game just wrapped up. We're down here in McKinney, 2025 top Texas linebacker target, Riley Pettijohn. Talk about your spring. What did you think you improved on a little bit and how you're feeling?
The spring was good. I definitely improved on my block discretion. I feel like I got better in coverage too.
And of course, recruiting's still going crazy. You got the second phone on you yet?
I know, sir.
And I know, you know, everything just wrapped up for the spring. You were out at Texas for the spring game.
Talk about that a little bit. What did you take about, you know, the spring game and how did that visit go?
I got to see the I like how the D-line played, and I got to see their defense playing, flying around and making plays, and I got to catch up with Coach Nansen and Coach Sark too.
Yeah, talk about Coach Nansen. How's your relationship there?
It's good. We talk like every week or like twice a week, and he checks up on me a lot.
And of course, he stopped by here not too long ago.
Yes, sir.
What was that like, seeing how many coaches kind of stopped by during the spring?
It was good. It was just cool. Whenever they came out, shows me how much I mean to them and how much they want me to get to their program.
And, of course, Sarkisian, I know, is a big part of your recruitment as well. What's your relationship like with him and how that's progressed over the last couple months?
It's good. It's definitely increased getting towards his OV. And I got to talk to him last week, and we definitely got to catch up on some things.
I know the next thing for you is going to be official visits.
Yes, sir.
USC, Ohio State, Texas, are those the only three at the moment?
And Ohio State.
Yeah. Yes, so sir. Those three set up. Mm-hmm. What are you looking forward to at Texas whenever you get back down to Austin for that weekend?
I'm definitely looking forward to talk more football with Coach Sark and Coach Nansen and Coach PK.
And have you seen, I'm sure you've seen the city and everything that goes into the facilities, the stadium.
Yes, sir.
What is it about Texas that has them as one of your three officials right now?
Definitely it being close to home and me being from Texas.
Big picture wise, I mean, Texas, where do they kind of stand at the moment?
They're up there. Yes, sir.
And then in terms of, you know, a possible commitment date or anything, is it wait until the end of the officials until you really figure that out?
Before the season, probably like June, July.
Perfect. And then I got to ask you, Elijah Bo Barnes, big time, you know, linebacker in the DFW area, also committed to Texas. Do y'all talk often? What's your relationship like with him?
Yes, sir. We talk down whenever we were both at the spring game. And he kept on trying to get me to commit that day. And it just showed me how much he was looking forward to playing with me if I go there.
And, of course, you ran a 10.77 the other day?
Yes, sir.
Where'd you get this speed?
I was born with it.
Is that it?
Yes, sir.
Well, perfect. That's Riley Pettijohn, 2025 McKinney linebacker.
Yes, sir.
Down in Bastrop, 2026, defensive lineman Tiki Hola. I mean, how's everything going? I mean, recruiting going crazy at the moment?
Yes, sir. Everything's going great.
You know, one of the top in-state defensive linemen, of course, all over the place, coaches coming in at Bastrop. Where are some visits you're taking in the summer?
This summer, on the 5th of June, I'm heading up to Ohio State, and on the 9th of June, I'm heading up to Alabama.
And, of course, Texas is firmly in the mix. Talk about your relationship with Coach Baker and how everything's going with that staff.
I mean, I love Coach Baker. I love Coach Sark. I love Coach Nansen. I love all that. I love the whole coaching staff at Texas. You know, as the recruiting process keeps going on, as I'm headed up to my junior and senior year, you know, we're kind of just building more than a football relationship. We're building a family relationship where we can get closer and just worry more of outside the field, and you know, just building that relationship is really important to me. And building a relationship with the coach and getting personal with them is just really important to me, so that we can, you know, build more of that connection on the field.
Absolutely. And you were on campus April 9th, April 11th for one of the spring practices. What was one of your takeaways about that day?
I mean, that was probably one of my first times heading up to practice where I could see, you know, the D-line work firsthand, and, you know, seeing them, how they work and their hand placement, their feet work and all that, and how Coach Baker, he just got there and how he works with the D-line, and, you know, just seeing all of them get after it and, you know, make that adjustment to a new coach just coming in. And, yeah.
And then big picture-wise, I know it's still very early for you, but Texas has been around for a little bit now. Where do they kind of stand big picture-wise in your recruitment?
You know, for Texas, it's always been, you know, Texas is always home. But, you know, as I build more of a relationship with Coach Baker and them, you know, I think they rank pretty high on my list.
And, of course, heading into the summer, of course, conditioning, summer weight rooms, personal training coming in. Where are you looking to get better in your game?
In my game, I think I'm trying to look more into my, you know, my change of direction, my hand placement, my feet work, you know, and also my get off the ball, and just working on those type of things.
And then where are you right now, height and weight wise?
Weight, I'm around 280 to 282, and height, I'm 6'3".
Cool. And last question, are most schools recruiting you as a true over the ball kind of nose guy, or do they kind of spin you out to a three? Have they decided that?
Well, this season, I've around spring ball, they just moved me to a defensive end, and like kind of like around the ball, they've kind of made me interior, and you know, they're kind of just moved me all around.
Perfect. And that's 2026 Bastrop defensive lineman Tiki Hola. down here in Bastrop, not too far from Austin, with 2027 quarterback Weston Nielsen. Of course, you were on campus not too long ago for the spring game, but overall, how's everything going with your recruitment?
It's pretty good. I've had a lot of coaches reach out, and I'm going to a lot of camps this summer.
Yeah, among those camps, I think you mentioned a couple of weeks ago you're going to the Texas Elite Camp.
Yes, sir. On June 1st.
June 1st, okay. Where else are you going to be headed after that?
I'm going to Alabama, LSU, and A&M, and maybe Oregon.
So, yeah, racking up the miles. It'll be all over the map. But take me back a little bit. You were on campus for the spring game. What kind of stood out to you there about the Texas offense?
I like before they – like in the warm-ups, they had a lot of indie work with the quarterbacks, not a lot of teamwork, and I like that a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, Arch and Trey put on a show.
Yes, sir,
you got to watch those quarterbacks live and in person a couple times. What stands about that room right now?
Just their arm power and arm strength and be able to get the ball where the knees go.
And then talk about your game a little bit. I know you're still, you know, very young in this sense, but what would you say some of the strengths are about your game individually?
My strengths are probably throwing on the run and being able to get the ball out quick.
Perfect. And then that's 2027 Bastrop quarterback Weston Nielsen. All right. Out at Pflugerville High, here to see 2026 tight end Javion Scoop Martin. Things are starting to heat up a little bit so far in your recruitment. I mean, how crazy has that been? How exciting are you for the future of your recruitment as well?
I'm really excited. I'm excited for the connections I'm making with coaches and them reaching out for me and talking to me as much as they can because of the new rules, so they can't really talk to me.
Yeah.
But they try as much as they can, and I'm just enjoying the moment right now. And me and my mom and my family are going to get serious for camps and what and talk about colleges.
Yeah, so 6'4 tight end. Yes, started to blow up a little bit last year, but big hooper as well.
Yes, sir.
Tell me a little bit about that, your background on the hardwood.
So when I was little, I always think I'm once an NBA. I'm next to Braun, you know what I'm saying? Best basketball player ever right now, or in ever. Training for basketball, I thought I was going to be big time. And so I came here last year at Coach Williams, and he told me, try to pick up a football. So I tried, and they said everything that translated for basketball, my fork and all that, all translates to football. And I just had a breakout game, and that's where my exposure came from. Been picking up ever since.
Yeah, so we're starting to see coaches start rolling through a little bit as well. Picked up a couple offers.
Yes, sir.
Who are some of the schools right now that you're hearing from a lot at the moment?
A&M. I'm talking to Texas most of the time. I'm talking to Texas. Really, Sam Houston.
Yeah.
Those three schools I'm talking to almost every day.
And Coach Banks invited you down to the spring game as well.
Yes, sir.
What'd you think about that?
Like the energy. I mean, every time I'm there, I love the energy. They treat me like family. As soon as I walk in, it's like they know who I am, and they treat me very well. And Coach Banks, I feel like me and Coach Banks have a good connection. As soon as I see him, we connect. It's a good feeling.
Yeah, talk about that a little bit, because I know he's coming down to see you in action next week.
Yes, sir.
What are your thoughts on him, and how's y'all's relationship going on right now?
I would say it's really good. I mean, ever since I walked into the team meeting with tight ends, just like even with the players, I connected with the players. Like, every time I'm there, I'm talking to all the players, all the coaches. But with Coach Banks, is like, I can talk to him personally. Like, if I need something, I'll ask Coach Banks for it. It's a good connection.
And then talk about Texas in general.
Right.
Of course, you know, they just came off of a pretty good season, put a tight end to the NFL. What are your thoughts on the university? And if an offer comes, I mean, what would that mean for you?
If the offer comes, it'll be probably top. Like, it won't leave my top three. It'll be always be a decision. And with I know they use their tight ends a lot. So it's a good program to be part of, because I know I'm not just there just to be there, and they'll use me.
And then in terms of visits for the summer?
For the summer? Right now, I mean, I'm playing to be there a lot at Texas, a lot. I mean, a lot. Because I literally know everyone. Coach Finner, Coach Gilbert, all of them. Like, I have a good connection with all of them.
And then, of course, you're going to be camping at Texas June 1st, and then you're also going to the TCU Mega Camp.
Yes, sir.
Are there any campuses that you want to see, maybe not in state or anything along the lines of that?
I want to see... I want to see LSU. I've been looking at the LSU a lot, and I've been following them and what they've been up to. But I want to see their campus and how they are.
Perfect. And then going back to your game.
Right.
Give me a strength. If folks turn on the film, what's one thing they're going to say about Scoop Martin rolling down the field on
yards after the catch?
Yards
after
catch.
I'm always breaking the first tackle, and I'm always fighting to break the second, but I'm definitely going to get yards after catch.
So
and I'm not dropping as much balls. I'm not dropping the football as much.
So you're you know, breaking the mold from the basketball players. Yes. You're a physical tight end, yes, can get in it in the trenches, and then yes, also sir. Make
that's
plays.
That's also my favorite
catch.
Part is blocking on the line. But I see, test my strengths with people that I like in weight room lifting and see if I've been doing enough. If I'm not, I'm back in the weight room trying to get stronger and being able to improve.
And that's 2026 Pflugerville tight ends Javion Scoop Martin. Here with 2026 Temple cornerback, 6'3", by the way, Jason Bradford. They don't move like you do at your height too often. How's recruiting going for you? I know it's still early, but starting to pick up pretty well.
It's going good. It's really a blessing. I'm just understanding the recruiting list, and I'm like, it's a blessing.
Yeah. I know you got a couple offers. Yes, Arkansas is in the mix. Texas Tech, Baylor, a couple other schools that have officially gotten in the mix for you. Who are these schools that you're hearing the most from at the moment?
Rice, Texas, and Tech.
You were just down at Austin. You got to see, was it the spring game?
Yes.
What was that like? What stood out to you about that visit with Texas?
I was with Jade and Bottom guys, and they just play hard. It's like a brotherhood and all that. It's just they all come together, and it's like truly a blessing just watching them, just looking back and just seeing how they do stuff.
I know you trained with Jade with Bam. What's your relationship like with him? And I know, is Michael Taff out there with you as well?
Yeah. Yeah, Taffy, he cool dude. That's my dog. And Jade, he cool too. Bam, that's my dog for real. I just messed up.
Oh, no, you're good. I'll cut it. All right. Yeah. So talk to me about your game specifically. What is that like? I mean, what's your strengths, would you say, in your game?
I'm patient. I'm a better man DB. Anything, press, catch, off man, anything. I can play safety. I can play some edge. I can move me around, everything. I can play all around the secondary.
Yeah, and then Coach Joseph, I know you got to talk to him at the spring game. Y'all's relationship growing? What's going on there?
Yes, sir, it's growing. He talked to me and stuff like that a little bit because, you know, it's kind of getting the pace. Yeah, he talked to me and he cool dude. I like him. I feel like he's very interested.
Perfect. And then, you know, as far as visits go in the summer, are there any schools that you've yet to see that you want to get back out to?
Texas, again, for sure.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Any others?
Yeah.
Perfect. That's 2026 6'3 cornerback, by the way, Jason Bradford here out of Temple.
Sir.
2026 Temple defensive end, Jamarion Carlton out here. I mean, number of offers so far. Tell me real quick, just how fun is recruiting got for you? And, I mean, what's your day-to-day like?
So it's been really good, though. It's been a blessing. It's been real fun, too. It's like receiving looks from people around the country, basically. So getting text messages on Twitter from coaches, getting to call them and all that. So it's been very fun, very enjoyable. Well, it's a blessing, really, coming from where I come.
6'5", you know, defensive ends with the 84-inch wingspan. I mean, you don't find those guys too often. Of course, you just earned Syracuse, a number of other schools, Texas Tech, Oklahoma State, you know, Baylor in the mix. Who are some of these schools that you're hearing from the most at the moment?
Baylor a lot, Tech too, SMU a lot too, Oklahoma State somewhere, and then Syracuse I just heard from them. I'm going to call them soon. And Tulsa has been reaching out to me too a lot.
And of course, you're a big hooper as well.
Yes, sir.
Tell me about your game on the court.
I'm like a four somewhere. I can shoot, dunk the ball, all type of things.
I've seen the highlights. I know you can throw it down a little bit. I wanted to ask you about Texas because you were there January 20th for the junior day. What was your experience like? There we go. Beat the buzzer. What did you think about Texas there?
It was very enjoyable. It's a beautiful campus. The environment was great. Being able to go in the film room and all that, just like looking around the campus is very, like, great. And being surrounded by other great athletes is surreal. It was very fun.
And, of course, for the summer months coming up, I know you still got a ways away, but are there any campuses that you want to get out to and see ahead of time?
Syracuse, Oklahoma State, Tulsa too. Yeah. And I'll probably, like, Nebraska and everything.
And then real quick, tell me about your game a little bit. I know I just watched you a little bit at linebacker as well. You're standing up, but also off the edge.
Sir.
Some of your strengths, what are they?
So with the linebacker situation, I'm playing Jack now. So with the Jack, I really come out the edge, standing up and all that. So it's great to use my speed and be able to use my arms a little bit quicker. And then I go to the line too a little bit to play in. So that just firing out the ball, being able to shoot hands and make space, it's is very good.
Perfect. That's one of the top in-state 2026 defensive ends in the front seven that you'll find. Temple, Temple's Jamarion Carlton. Down at Waxahachie, we're at, 6'3 athlete, Jaquan Snell, 2027 big-time athlete, seeing his recruitment pop right now. How fun is recruiting at the moment?
It's fun. I'm just taking it all in, enjoying it. Just staying humble and keeping my head down grinding.
And absolutely. I know things have really started to go crazy in the recruiting. 12 offers now. Yes, Texas offered when you were on campus. Take me through those emotions of receiving that offer.
It was just great. Being from Texas, getting an offer from Texas, just amazing. And I really enjoyed it, and I love the coaching staff.
And so you mentioned Texas recruiting you as an athlete early on. Talk about Coach Banks. I know you
Coach Banks is a great coach. You know, cares about his players a lot, and he always wants to give everyone involved. And he's just a great coach.
And, of course, some of the schools that are really starting to hit you up often, who are they?
USC. Well, I've really the schools that offer me already hit me up, but they always keep in touch. USC, Texas, OU, and a whole bunch of other schools.
And then talk about, do you have any plans to visit anywhere in the summer?
I don't. Right now, I actually don't have any plans to visit anywhere in the summer, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to go somewhere in the summer. I just got to talk with my recruiting coach, Coach ET, and we'll figure something out.
And, of course, talk about your game a little bit. What are some of the strengths in your game early on?
I got a nice body frame, physical, get downhill, tackle, can run on the outside, catch the ball, taps, anything. I'm physical, strong, fast, big, just all of the above.
Well, you heard it there first. It's 2027 Waxahachie athlete Jaquan Snell.
That's it.